boat cabin, fat black boat captain, stay floating, no flapping, wave runner, I'm a gunner, I'ma have your block hot as a sauna all summer, and I put that on Osama and my motherfucking mama. I'ma terrorize the actors playing like they want some drama. I'ma chop them with a chopper till I motherfucking drop them.
Stack attic or Mac with the blackest fabric, I'm back, I'm magically back in the dash while I'm ducking, rat-a-tat-tats, I'm running the trunk of a sucker shit, matter of fact, it's the acid, even the crack, automatic facts, it's like that. Scamble bliss when you put in feelings in charge of shit. All of us targeted, all we doing is arguing. Harder to miss it, work until every pocket been picked and sold and harvested. I'm ready to mob, but he's fucking charlatan. Charlatan, 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 charlatan. Us up inside, immortality's out of bounds, it's a one round ride.
I got one round left, 100 cops outside. I can shoot at them or put one between my eyes. Chose a ladder, it don't matter, it ain't suicide. And if the news say it was, that's a goddamn lie. I can let the pigs kill me, I got too much pride. And I meant it when I said it, never take me alive.
I got the grand man running in the alley outside. The mic will run like you hungry and get your ass in a ride. I'd rather have and not need you than watch your rotten demise. And you still owe me, but I'm nice, you do not get to just die. You try to fuck with my brother, you get the bastard surprise. And that's more honest than your whole life but a fraction of time. I didn't get my degree on how to smoke weed till I'm blind. So you can ruin my high, you wanna do when you fine.
My brother made a point, so out the back door I'ma slide. A chubby husky thigh scrubbing, fucking up my Levi's. So crooked copper got the dropper, I put lead in his eye. Plus we heard he murdered a black child, so none of us cried. Yankee ain't the brave in here, everybody hit the deck. We don't mean no harm, but we truly mean all the disrespect for
Verbose.xyz. Tonight, yet another motherfucking show for all of you. That clip is for later. I am the mad scientist, Miles Ode. I'm coupled with my man, Crafter, a.k.a. My Dick Run Hot, a.k.a. Black Jesus, a.k.a. 2-for-1 at Arby's Special, a.k.a. Coronavirus ain't gonna even stop shit. My man, Crafter, how you doing tonight, sir?
Coronavirus!
Yep. They all getting it. Everybody getting it. Fucking is going down. We all gonna die. It's the end of the world, everybody. And we in this bitch. Big 59.
Big 59, bitches. Here we are in the midst of the end of everything. The globalism is being ushered in. The New World Order is taking over. And they're fucking injecting the coronavirus directly into your soul. We're here to expose them tonight and talk a little bit about our theories, what we've watched, what we've seen. And maybe you can hit us up in TV Watching Land, all fucking two of you, and hit us up with some clips that you might have seen or things that you might have seen on the beat or stories that you might have come across in your daily life, your day-to-day police state, which is precisely what I feel like we're in now. This just ushered everything in fucking perfectly. Now the New World Order can just take us down willy-nilly. What do you think, Crafter?
It's really weird, the reaction. It's weird that the data and the games they play with it. It's, I don't know. It seems like something bigger than what we're being told.
Yeah, I mean, literally every case that you see that some sort of celebrity or political official, when they have the coronavirus, it seems like a very weak form of the coronavirus. You know what I mean? Like, like, for example, Chris Cuomo, he's, like, on live TV and, you know, fucking having his, brother who's governor of New York on, and they're having conferences together, and he's laughing and being jovial about his fever, excuse me, and shit. You know what I mean? But then you see videos out of, like, Sky News where motherfuckers are hooked up to big spacesuit ventilators because they can't breathe on their own, and literally, if they survive, their lungs will never be the same. So, I don't know, man. You know? Like, it makes it seem like it's not... It's something that's manufactured. Like, oh, we just gotta have our token cases to prove that it's a real thing, but in reality, it's just, it's a tool to be used by the upper echelon that actually control us.
I mean, there are... I feel like it's something very weird like that. Like, like, I think you and me were talking about this earlier. Like, you know, like, you see, like, in New York or something like that, they say there's, you know, there's 33,000 cases or whatever. And then there's 3,000 deaths. And then there's still 33,000 cases, and they add more tomorrow. But those people are fucking dead. That means they should have cases removed. Those are no longer active cases. Those aren't cases you can track. They're dead fucking people.
And what about, like, the recoveries?
Yeah, in the recoveries, still the number of current cases never drops on any of these statistics.
And I get
And maybe it's just a small fucking argument about something, but it feels like so much bigger. When you don't want to give honest numbers, you don't want to talk about the situation honestly, it shows that. Like, I don't know, it just seems like it's full wanting everyone to panic mode while the rich and the elite already are taken care of.
I get that sentiment. I think that at the end of the day, these tests even are something that's completely asinine. Do you really truly think that Donald Trump got a fucking Q-tip all the way up to his brain?
Oh fuck no! No, he didn't do that shit. Right. They probably just did a blood test or something like that.
Exactly. Do you think that fucking Rand Paul would stand for getting a test like that? You know what I mean?
No way. I mean, like, it's just way too evasive. It's going so close to, like, where you would want to put large amounts of cocaine or any other kind of fucking mind-altering drugs. I know I'm sounding like a conspiracy theorist, but fuck, you know, like, what the hell are you doing sticking something up fucking 6 inches up someone's nose?
Yeah, exactly. And those are really sensitive areas, and I feel like if you were going to implant something, that would be the way to do it, right? Because I don't want to blame the healthcare workers. That's too easy to do because that's low-hanging fruit. But where did these test kits come from? You know, who created these test kits? Who created the test? What's on those swabs that they're pulling? You know what I mean? We don't know.
I know there's definitely were some coronavirus tests sent to another country that were testing positive for coronavirus but with nobody. So, like, they were sent with the virus contaminated on them.
Wow. So there were actual tests that were just positive tests that weren't actually used by anybody?
Yeah. I mean, they were sent to another country, but they were already fucking, like, contaminated with coronavirus, is what they're saying.
Wow. Wow. Where did they come from?
I mean, I could look it up. Hold on.
Did they come from China?
I'll Gary it.
Yeah, can you Gary this for us? Fucking, because that'd be crazy if they came from China, man. Like, oh, let us deliver you a mask. Oh, speaking of which, where the fuck is that stupid ass video of how coronavirus started? I'd like to watch that. I think the people would like to watch that too. It'd be awesome. But yeah, fucking coronavirus, dude. I don't know.
It's in British labs. It's in England. They're saying, have it been told, expect delay in delivery of some of the components of the kits after a trace of the virus was detected on them.
Wow. And it's too convenient to be like, oh, but coronavirus is everywhere. It just ended up on these kits, you know? There's nothing nefarious going on here. Hello. What is that? Don Thornton. What up, Don Thornton? Holy shit. Motherfucking Don Thornton's Don Thornton Jr.'s got a Twitch account. Fuck yeah. Any clips you want to see, fucking hit us up. Link? Link to what? You got this, man. I'm pretty sure all you gotta do is click on... Oh, you have a link for us. Fuck yeah. What is this shit? Let's fucking hit this. Fucking... What do we got here? Coronavirus testing kits heading to the UK found to be contaminated with COVID. Fucking... Look at this shit! Fucking Don Thornton might end up being Gary all of a sudden.
Yeah, so crazy. You gotta fact check myself sometimes. Because I just kind of come home to bullshit. But, I mean, how the fuck did this happen? How do you fucking think this is, you know, like, an efficient way of like, who's maintaining the sterilization of these kits? What you're saying. How do we know who we're getting the kits from and if the procedures have been followed to make sterile kits? I don't know.
Right, exactly. And what's going on here in this picture? It looks like a mouth swab. You know what I mean? I'm so itching to fucking share that clip. Because it's fucking crazy. Let's see. Where the fuck? But yeah, world's fucking crazy, man. Coronavirus is a man-made thing. I don't think that And I don't, you know, and this is the other thing that's boggling my mind right now, too, is the whole Chinese official saying that this was a U.S. military operation, right? At first, I'm like, fuck China. That wasn't, you know, that's not us. But how do we know that this isn't, you know, the beginning of globalism, right? So it's the powers that be within American interest working through the military in super secret labs in Wuhan to create something that they could use to control the population. You know, isn't that kind of what's going on right now?
I really like the whole cohesive full idea of that, you know, because like, in my more theories, it's more just like taking advantage of a crisis, letting no crisis go to waste. And, you know, then they're seeing this and, you know, they, instead of, you know, doing earlier shutting down of borders or fucking supply or rationing supplies early on, they mm-hmm. encouraged panic, I feel. And they wanted it to be, you know, more unorganized and risk more deaths. And so that there's more likelihood that they, you know, have, you know, the authority. Everyone seems to just want to give it to them to take mm-hmm. over and fucking decide everything for everyone. Who works, what, how much you charge for products, who goes to the hospital. I mean, it's all up to them now.
And that's the crazy thing that we're seeing, too, is people are just willing to give up their freedoms willy-nilly. Like, oh, it's a virus. Okay. Yes, please, doctor, hold me down and stick fucking Q-tips up my nose all the way to my brain. Please, doctor, further infect me, because I probably only have the flu, but I'm going to have corona after you fucking penetrated my fucking nose hole, you know.
And then you have no right to refuse a corona test at this point. Like, we literally have a video later on of a man being held down and forced to do a corona test, even though he refused.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
they moved the camera, too, yeah. This is real life right now. And if we're not willing to take a honest look about what's going on, we are going to be conquered. That's literally what's happening right now. Our economy's falling, so what? This doesn't affect the upper echelon of people. And just giving us back our own tax dollars to keep us afloat, that's just going to further diminish the dollar. But what do you need money when you already have absolute power, right? So you crumble the little bit of power that people have, and then boom, there you go. So
I mean, what... It's taking out a lot of small businesses. Their lots and property will probably be up for sale in the next fucking year or two. I mean, I think they're consolidating even more and consolidating, making sure there's no competition, even if they only take 1% of market.
Wow. Wow, fuck. There's so many industries that if there's 1% of market, it doesn't even fucking exist, you know? Like, think of like a niche market like... someone that's a tailor that like sews suits that are ripped, or someone that's like a shoemaker, which, by the way, in New Mexico exists quite a bit. Boot repair is still a thing here. So if you think that's something archaic from the days of old, no, it still exists in fucking New Mexico. So it's things like that. Like, yeah, your 2%, you know, the 1% of every other business will be cornered by some other big business, but then there'll be niche markets that just won't even exist, you know? Fucking... So much for DIY, because you can't even get the shit. And that was what was horrible about the last administration and, like, trade deals and TPP and things like that. They were willing to give up, you know, the nation's ability to produce for themselves to be dependent on a world trade scheme, you know? And I think we're doing the same thing with the coronavirus. We're allowing this pandemic to be something bigger than it is. You know, and last week I came out all fucking, I feel like I came out all conservative about it. But looking at the numbers and looking at the Delta right now, the percentage off the Delta of how our social distancing is actually working, I think by May things are really going to turn around. But this is the problem, I think, Crafter, that you've posed from the beginning, and maybe you want to speak on this, is as our rights are diminished now, how the fuck do we get these back?
Yeah, and how long are they going to want to control it? I mean, they're making jobs for people right now to, you know, check temperatures and fucking check people's antibodies to make sure they had corona first so they can go outside. I mean, jobs are being created because of this crisis. And do you think those, like, industries are just going to go away?
What do you mean? What do you mean by they got corona first? So
I mean, like, in Europe, they're planning to – the people who show corona antibodies, they're planning to do blood tests. If you show corona antibodies, you can go back to work. You can leave the country and you can go back to normal life. And people who don't have the antibodies, you're still in fucking lockdown until fucking you get it or it goes away. Like, that's kind of their idea right now. So it's like, yeah. So, but they're literally going to be checking, people's blood and taking records of your DNA just to fucking go somewhere, just to go to work. Like, that's where it's coming to already.
That's so crazy to me. And hello, Juno, I'm glad you joined. It's still depressing, it's still coronavirus, it's still fucking, our rights are being taken away. But what was your last thought on that? Sorry.
I mean, I don't know. It still seems like it's overwhelming response. 968 people died from coronavirus yesterday. I'm not going to say it's a hoax or the disease doesn't exist. Correct. But, 1,600 people still died from cancer yesterday as well. Right. And there's no outpouring of support or freaking out or anything. It's like, wear a little fucking pink armband on the NFL, I don't know.
Dude,
I'm not saying it's not serious, but I don't understand why this became the number one thought, in demand.
Right. It just seems too convenient to usher all of this shit in, And they're literally, this is after 2 years ago in California, they passed a law so that, not to shame people with AIDS, that people with AIDS no longer are required to disclose their illness to any of their sexual partners.
Yeah, and that's crazy dangerous. But with this corona thing, which is, a very severe pneumonia, I would say kind of like SARS.
Unless you're a fucking celebrity. If you're a celebrity, it doesn't do shit to you. Tom Hanks is, and his wife are fine.
Yeah,
Boris Johnson, this motherfucker right here. Let me point in the right direction. This motherfucker right here, he's fine, dude. Prince motherfucking Charles, who's got to be in his late 60s. Yeah, that's what I mean. He's fucking fine. That's fucking crazy to me. How are these people fucking fine? And then, you have that 40-year-old lady recently here that fucking that succumbed. Or a 40-year-old man. Was it a 40-year-old lady? I can't remember. There's a couple outliers out there where it's like, these are the ones we're going to glom onto so that we can scare you. But then everybody in the public light is like, just stay hydrated, make sure you stay healthy, and you keep your immune system up. We can fight this together. Matter of fact, just to prove my point, let's fucking listen to this shit.
Bring you up to speed with something.
This is fucking Boris Johnson announcing to the world 6 days ago that fucking... coronavirus is coursing through his veins.
What's happening today, which is that I've developed mild symptoms of the coronavirus.
Mild symptoms, have you?
To say a temperature and a persistent cough, and on the advice of the chief medical officer...
So persistent, he hasn't coughed yet.
Taken a
Right, exactly. And he's not, gasping for breath as he's fucking, iterating to us.
Test that has come out positive, so I am... working from home, I'm self-isolating, and
thank you,
that's
Boris
entirely
Johnson.
The right thing to do, but be in no doubt that I can continue, thanks to the wizardry of modern technology, to
the wizardry
all my
of team. Harry Potter.
It's like Harry Potter. It's, are we in a book of Harry Potter right now? That was
yeah.
Company, I think.
Cheerio.
Cheerio, mate.
To lead the national fight back against coronavirus. And I want to thank everybody who's involved. I want to thank, of course, above all, our amazing...
Mild symptoms, mind you. Literally, he's just going on. You know what I mean? No shortness of breath here. No fucking coughing. You don't even see it. Chris Cuomo at least got high or something so that he looked fucking sick, but...
NHS. Very moving last night to join in that national clap for the NHS. But it's not...
Is that a disease joke? National clap? The fuck you saying, Boris Johnson? Come on now.
Just the NHS, it's our police, our social care workers.
Oh, thank you, social care workers.
Schools, DWP staff, an amazing...
Thank you, government, for saving us.
But also by every member of the British public who's volunteering. Incredible response. 600,000 people have volunteered to take part in...
But are they volunteering to test? Or, I don't know. Fuck.
A great national effort to protect people from the consequences of coronavirus. I want to thank you. I want to thank everybody who's working to keep our country going through this epidemic. And we will get through it. And the way we're going to get through it is, of course, by applying the measures that you'll have heard so much about. And
what is that, Boris Johnson? Wash our hands.
The more effectively we all comply with those measures, the faster our country will come...
Kill your economy, stay inside, watch Netflix, and if you got coronavirus, go to the hospital. They'll give you real good treatment.
...through this epidemic, and the faster we'll bounce back. So thank you to everybody who's doing what...
Oh, you're welcome, George.
...working from home to stop the spread of the virus from household to household. That's the way we're going to win. We're going to beat it, and we're going to beat it together. Stay at home, protect the NHS, and save lives.
Not one cough. Not one single cough. Not one stutter.
It's persistent. Huh? It's a persistent cough. It's persistent.
Oh. Yeah, my ass. Washing hands doesn't prevent virus, only mitigates spread, so says Don Thornton, and I agree. Go ahead.
What? I didn't say shit.
What were you saying, Crafter? Oh.
I don't know. Okay. Yeah, persistent. It's not a persistent cough if you don't fucking hear him cough ever.
Yeah, exactly. Not a single fucking cough. It didn't seem like he was short on breath or anything. Yeah, 1 an hour, right? Not even, dude. That was a 2.5 minute clip. And within that period of time, he was able to fucking get through complete sentences. He looked fine. He wasn't sweating. He didn't, you know, he didn't seem flush or anything like that. I don't see it. It's the same thing with Chris Cuomo. Again, Chris Cuomo, I think, puts on a better act, you know. But he's still jovial, and I just can't... I would play the clip, but it's just... All his shit's way too long, and I just fucking hate hearing him talk. He thinks he's such a revolutionary, but he's such a kiss-ass to socialism and the fucking... And the CIA and fucking fake news network and shit. I just... I can't put you guys through this. I'm sorry. I've watched it. I'm telling you now... He's a fucking phony. He probably gave himself corona just so that he could fucking be in certain sort of victimhood class. And that motherfucker doesn't have testosterone anyway, so I think his balls will be fine. You know what I mean? Oh shit, what is this, Dom Thornton? Let's see here. The coronavirus pandemic in 5 powerful charts. Let's take a look at this, shall we? Fuck it. Boom. For papers published to Carbon Emissions to confirm cases, these datas reveal unprecedented viral outbreaks and the impacts around the world. Interesting. Huh. This is coronavirus, I'm assuming. Number of confirmed cases. This is so fucking interesting. How China gets to here and then it drops off. You know what I mean? It just levels out off at 80,000. That's another thing that fucking gets me about all of this, right? Is that fucking China just, you know, China pulls all their fucking, kicks out all of our journalists. They fucking start, you know, sealing up doors, literally welding doors shut, welding people inside their own homes, fucking kick out all the fucking journalists. Then they fucking try to go business as usual and they... just put out all these fake optics like, oh, everything's fine now, we beat it, we're over the curve, you know, everything's great. And every fucking news media network out there is repeating on verbatim what China is spilling out. Like, look at how bad the United States is. They're just as bad as Italy now. China is actually overcoming this, you know what I mean? Like, you really fucking believe that? Do you think they really fucking believe that?
I think no. I think that I think the media is even starting to pick up on that. I'm gonna send you a link somewhere. Where should I send this? Maybe
anywhere, man. It's all connected. We're all connected to each other through the universe.
and this is what Europe, I think, is thinking now, is that when they went on lockdown and kept everyone from going anywhere, that they might have blocked up to 700,000 cases from being reported.
Interesting. You want me to play this one?
Well, if you want to. I didn't proof check it. It might have titties in it. We never know.
Yeah, fucking YouTube banning us for titties. It's beautiful. It was their own titties! It was your own titties, motherfucker. Let me, a shout out to sinktube.de. What is it? Sink-tube.de. This shit is fucking awesome. Verbosa gonna use this forever, I think. Yeah, so let's skip video. Go to the next one. What's this shit?
Now, China's decision to lock down the city of Wuhan, the epicenter of the COVID-19 outbreak, may have prevented more than 700,000 new cases. That's according to research published.
Oh, thank you, China! Thank you so much! Oh my god, China! You really shut down Wuhan, finally! That's amazing! Oh my god! And you didn't let it out of your fucking facility to begin with? You may have let it out of your facility to begin with, but you shut it down finally, so thank you for saving so many lives.
In the journal Science.
Fuck.
Restrictions in China are being eased, although international visitors are currently banned from entering the country.
I bet!
Correspondent in Beijing, Stephen McDonnell, explained the significance of these estimated figures.
The only thing that we can kind of see is the trend, and some analysts would say, don't look so much at the numbers in China, but look at the government decisions. Well, I'm standing above the second ring road in Beijing. We might apply the second ring road index, if you like, where you can see cars are still coming through here. It looks like they're flowing.
See, but I agree with your first statement. You know, it's what the government is saying is probably different than what's going on in the population. You should stick to that.
But the thing is, because they're flowing, it's not the slow-moving traffic, the almost gridlock we would usually expect here. So you can kind of see how we're heading back towards normal here in Beijing.
But no, we can't fucking see that, bro. We can't see that. It's a, like you said, gridlock? How do we know that that's not government officials? How do we know that that's not fucking staged? How do we know that that's not just essential workers on their daily route? You know what I mean? How do we know that that's not food travel, right? There's a lot of fucking questions. You can't just assume off of your shit that fucking, look, see, China's beating it. Motherfucker.
But not all the way, if you know
what. Of course BBC is cucked, though. Jesus fuck.
I mean, and that, again, would seem to indicate that the authorities are pretty confident that they have this under control. However, Xi Jinping has said today that, sure, companies should...
Did he say Xi Jinping? I thought his name was Winnie the Pooh, just saying.
...should be going back to work cautiously, but in people's free time, they still should be exercising this kind of social distancing. So according to China's president, don't go to the movies, watch a film at home on the, you know, in the lounge with your family. He said to restaurants, they should be...
See, it's the same message no matter where they're talking to. You know what I mean? It seems like it's the same narrative. Like, see, everything's going fine in China. This is the model example of what the rest of the world needs to do. Do like China does, and make sure you, make sure you fucking stay home, wash your hands, you know, this is on repeat. You know what I mean? Do you see that, or am I being paranoid here?
It is. It's the minimal of advice to give anybody. They don't want to give really any many resources. They don't want to like send like at home tests to people. I mean, I don't know.
Mm. Yeah, it's interesting. But you're gonna fucking go up to your girl, be like, okay, girl, babe, I love you. We got a test for coronavirus because the government is, you know, forcing us to do this now, and we have to send the results in by the end of the day, or they're gonna send police to our door and fucking knock our shit in and fucking, you know, kill us and our children. So, hold still while I shove this fucking 6-inch long Q-tip up your fucking nostril. There you go, babe. It's for the greater good.
Yeah, it's greater good. You can feel it in your brain, huh?
Oh my fucking god. Why? And I don't think that's a universal thing. That's probably people that are lower income and, you know, the dregs of society or the perceived dregs of society, people of color and people who are subversive. It's like, you get the stick. You're the ones we don't want in society anyways. You're gonna get it.
Yeah, we're getting the stick. We are getting the stick.
Oh, sure. Motherfuck for sure, dude. Like, we're gonna get the stick, that's for sure. You know who didn't get the stick but is confirmed coronavirus? I think this motherfucker would die if he actually got the real test. This is Prince Charles with his heartfelt message to the world. Here we go.
The process of contracting this coronavirus.
I went through the process of contracting the coronavirus. Oh, what process is that? Getting a Q-tip shoved up your nose?
Luckily, with relatively mild symptoms. And I find
myself
on the other
side. Do you hear this motherfucker? Again, another one of these.
I was given the antibodies from one of you poor people, and now I can say I have mild symptoms.
Unfortunately, they died. They came, they gave me platelets, they died.
Died of the illness.
Adrenochrome.
Still in no less
drinking the blood of babies.
Social distance and general isolation. As we're all learning, this is a strange, frustrating and often distressing experience. When the presence of family and friends is no longer possible.
Pocket square games on the normal.
Right, it is. It's fucking
structures of
imagine the tie. Hold up.
Yeah, you see that, dude? Fuck, that's beautiful. I wonder if his wife got that for him or not. Low-key, this guy looks like he wants to die anyways. No, I think this guy is a lizard person. And underneath that fleshy, flushed face is actually scales. And most of his family's back on the moon, because the moon's hollow. Yep. He doesn't want to die. Maybe he does, because he's going to fucking live forever anyway. He's got the money to do it.
Removed. At such an unprecedented and anxious time in all our lives, my wife and I are thinking particularly of all those who have lost their loved ones in such very difficult and abnormal.
See, now that's coronavirus right there. You know what I mean? This ain't that fake-ass fucking celebrity coronavirus. This is that real shit right here.
Circumstances. And of those having to endure sickness, isolation, and loneliness. As patron of Age UK and my wife, the patron of Silverline, our hearts go out to all those older people throughout this country who are now experiencing...
You're old as fuck! What the fuck? Why is it different for you, man?
Great difficulty. However, we also know that in every community up and down this land, where people of all ages are being affected by this virus, there are truly wonderful neighbours, individuals and groups of volunteers...
6 feet, bitch!
Who are providing ceaseless care and attention to those most at risk. And that all this network of selfless assistance is in itself helping to provide vital support.
I can't fucking do it anymore. This fucking guy, it's again the same thing. Juno brings up real COVID. There are semi-trucks full of dead bodies in NYC. And, Juno, I believe, is from New York. If you've seen dead bodies, wink twice. But that's fucking crazy. New York's a whole nother fucking ball of wax, man. I think I got a fucking... Yeah, this is Sky News talking about New York here. This is kind of an interesting clip, to your point. I live in upstate. Okay, that's cool. Upstate's cool, man. The Adirondacks and shit, it's beautiful in upstate New York. But, yeah, this is what's going... correct us if we're wrong here, Juno, or if Sky News gets it wrong, but this apparently is what's going on currently in New York. People are freaking the
Queens
fuck out!
New York is the worst infected district in what is now the world's worst infected city, and the doctors and nurses don't know what's hit them.
How is it?
Hell. Biblical. I kid you not. People come in, they get intubated, they die, the cycle repeats.
Are you overwhelmed?
Yeah, the system's overwhelmed, all over the place. My daughter's an intern in Brooklyn, first year resident. She starts the ICU today. I couldn't sleep last night. It's scary.
They are overrun in this hospital. So stretched that an area of the waiting room has been screened off to make a temporary ward. In an internal email, the chief medical officer told staff it was the humanitarian mission of their lifetime.
Right now it's every day, it's non-stop, literally, and unfortunately it might get to a situation you have to pick and choose what you're going to do, how you're going to do. And as the doctor said, a lot of people come, they not really survive, they expire, and you put the same machine on another person. And you cannot really even cope with the situation because it's...
The same machine? Did you catch that?
No, what?
He said they put the same machine.
On
the next person.
Oh, they're infecting everybody with the machine.
Right? That's what I'm wondering. It's like, how accurate are these tests? People, if you're reusing machines that quickly, isn't there other biological issues with that? And what if they're not infected? Now you really did infect them. God, this shit's fucked up, man. I don't know. And Juno, I'm sorry to hear about your aunt. I really am. That really fucking sucks. It must be hard. But I feel like a lot of the deaths that are happening that we're hearing about, there's also underlying health issues. And that's why they can look at this from an epidemiological standpoint with habits as far as like smoking and being overweight. And they could be like, if you're this age, you have these habits, you're fucked. You know what I mean? So there's got to be, there's more to it. There's more going on there. You know what I'm saying? Well, the shit part is they're lacking the machines. Yeah, and all kinds of equipment. But at the same token, Juno, to speak to your point of that, I feel like Governor Cuomo is irresponsible to be asking for materials that aren't being used, like masks and things like that. They're literally hoarding them. You know what I mean? And it's funny to me, too, because, like, Governor Cuomo came out, like, the left always wants to accuse Trump of saying he didn't act quick enough, even though one of the most lefty states was like, we're going to continue on business as usual. And what happens? Fucking New York falls to its fucking knees. So, I don't know. There's something to be said about... And didn't you bring this up at the beginning of the show? Why do we think the government is smart? Why do we think the government has our best interest in mind? Can you speak to that?
I mean, it seems like they usually don't. I mean, like, they're more concerned with operating correctly. Like, if I look up New York, the healthandhospitals.org and look at their messages from, like, last year's financial statements, you know, like, it's like, overall, we were 62 million above our targets. Mm-hmm. And you know, the, full-time staffing remains historic lows. You know, it's like they knew they had less staff than ever before, but they were making more profit. They knew all these things were happening. They obviously put it together in presentations. They did have extra money, but none of this went to an emergency fund. None of it went to planning, and they're endangering their staff because of it, because they're still operating like corporations, like the government does. So it benefits everybody, just like the hospitals do, which are, you know, some are government entities.
It's so crazy to me that in the paradigm of never let a good crisis go to waste, even big business is cashing in. For example, I got, the MyPillow guy?
No. Who's you, Pillow you, guy?
MyPillow. You know that, you know what the MyPillow is, right?
I do not.
Really? He does those fucking, TV fucking commercial sales of, like, good pillows and shit like that, and you'll have the best night's sleep ever. Anyways, this guy apparently is a recovering drug addict, and he has a faith-based message that he brought to the people. This is him on Fox Business talking about it. See what you think.
President Trump bringing up MyPillow founder Mike Lindell to address America after committing.
Oh shit! Don Thornton got that MyPillow
fight against the coronavirus.
One for his neck and one for his
knees.
MyPillow
has designated some of its call center to help U.S. companies navigate the many issues that resulted from this pandemic. We've dedicated 75% of my manufacturing.
Do you recognize this guy?
No.
Really?
No.
Fucking really?
I don't watch TV, man.
Oh, God. I guess that's why you don't know him, because, yeah, he's like, it's like a TV commercial. But, interesting. Maybe there's a website. I don't know. He seems kind of old. It seems like one of those 1-800 numbers. Yeah, Trump does look pissed. He also looks... I don't know if it's just pissed, but he looks distant and distraught. You know, he's just kind of like off in the distance. Watch 4chan. I agree.
Bring to produce cotton face masks. Up to in 3 days, I was up to 10,000 a day. By Friday, I want to be up to 50,000 a day.
Well, despite the goodwill, the media pounced, folks, criticizing Lindell for praising God during a speech. To respond, well, I'd like to welcome the man himself, Mike Lindell. Mike, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
I might be in the minority here, but the whole, like, bringing the faith-based shit to the, you know, to the table, it seems like, a good ploy to get right-leaning conservatives to buy your product. And the cross thing, nice touch, dude. Awesome. You're definitely an evangelist.
And it's been an amazing day, I'll tell you. I thought yesterday was amazing. Today, everybody.
That's awesome, Don Thornton. At least, you know, there's people in your sphere that are making real, you know, making real change. That's fucking awesome.
Everyone attacking me for things, just speaking out for Jesus. It's been unbelievable.
Speaking out for Jesus.
Well, you know, Mike, they were dissing you even as you were walking to the lectern, to the podium. I mean, what do you make of it? You've got such a remarkable story. You know, you were addicted to drugs. You cleaned yourself up. You make a product that could easily be made in a foreign country because you want to hire Americans. And now you're doing something so amazing, pushing out masks to help protect our healthcare workers. I mean, could you imagine, first of all, you being a...
And it's so ironic that it's on the Fox Business News Network. You know what I mean? This is where you choose to get your message out of God, on the Fox Business News Network. Come on, man.
Rose Garden with the President of the United States saying all of these great things, and it will be greeted in such a manner. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is. I was just on another show a little bit ago, and I heard Jim Acosta. He was sitting 10 feet from me in the Rose Garden, and I looked over him, and I'm just going, you know, I go, what kind of person are you? And then I find out he said this about me, terrible thing about me today, and like I'm promoting my company. Everybody knows who My Pillow is. They're working.
did you know who My Pillow is, Crafter?
No, I never knew about My Pillow
at
all.
There you go. See? He thinks everybody knows it. It's probably everybody that, you know, is a boomer. Every boomer knows about you because they still watch TV. No offense, Don. I'm not calling you a boomer. I'm just saying. And I too watch it, so I've seen it. I know about this from organic reasons, not because of this or because of some internet meme. But you don't know your pillow either? Oh, wait. You're talking about the company. Yeah, right. But yeah, he seems so disingenuous to me. It's almost like not a boomer, Generation X. I dig the Gen X. Most of my friends are Gen X. Fucking power to the people. It's the most punk rock generation, like the true essence of punk rock. Like, fuck the government, we're gonna do whatever the fuck we want. But literally, this guy, he's got a like professional wrestling feel to me. You know what I mean? It doesn't seem genuine. It seems like an act that he puts on. But I, you know, maybe I'm talking too much shit. I gotta say, I like what he's done, but I want him to get into more of the Jesus stuff.
Diligently, they're working hard right now, making masks to help people. I want to get this country back just like the president does. Get people back to work and help people. We got to get our health care and our hospitals protected. So I wanted to do my part, and that's what I was there for. And, you know, just I think they're just upset because I switched it. I asked the president if I could say something off the cuff. And I said, you know, everyone's at home right now. And I said, God's given us grace when this president was elected because we had turned our backs on God. We had turned our nation and turned its back on him. And now use this time to sit at home with your families, read the Bible, and spend that time. And everybody, if we pray, we're all going to get through this with the great administration we have. And that's what I said. And I got attacked for it. You know, whether
So what do you think? Is we got to pray the gay away?
Pray the COVID away? I don't know if that's going to work, especially since they closed down all the churches. But I guess from a Christian perspective, maybe that is Satan's plan. Close the churches so they can take over with COVID.
So how can this businessman have a platform when people in Tampa are being shut down for fucking holding church service?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I understand that there's a lot of risk to public safety, but some things seem like they were unalienable rights, things that they couldn't take away, and they'll take them away in an instant as soon as they feel that everyone else's rights are more important than yours.
Indeed. Agreed. Have you, Don Thornton, thrown out read the fourth turning? I'll have to read it if you're suggesting it, bro. I'm gonna fucking read it. I will be a witness after I read it. But it depends on what crime I'm witnessing. Divine retribution. It feels like that in a lot of ways, you know. But I feel like at this point we've already been left behind. This is the judgment day. If you haven't been whisked away through the fucking the rapture, you in it with us all. You too, my pillow motherfucker. So we've been fucking talking about our rights being taken away, and I want you guys to see what this truly looks like, what a medical tyranny looks like. And I got this clip from fucking, I got this clip on WorldStar. We tried to find this shit on YouTube. It's definitely not on YouTube either. But it's a must-see so that when you go out and go get yourself tested, you get to see what exactly. And they do. And I saw a TikTok where they do this in a the roll-up one too. This fucking chick, she doesn't get it like this bitch gets it, but she gets it. Let's start this
like
video.
A gore movie. Fuck.
Yeah, here we go. Let's fucking hit this shit. One. Boom!
There we go.
Oh, damn! God damn! Now it's got to stay in there.
Breathe through your mouth.
Holy fuck-a-mole. There's a clock. Yeah, exactly. This Don Thornton is a COVID-19 test. Can you fucking believe this shit, man? I'm just like, ugh.
What the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck?
Oh my god. Yeah, I'm not getting fucking tested for COVID. Yeah. Fuck that. Watch this. Ew! God damn!
I think taking it out's worse.
Yeah, bitch!
Yeah, they're injecting some shit in there. They're doing something. I don't fucking know.
Okay. Right? Like,
I will be okay. I'll survive. Okay.
Like, look at this frame, right? Wait. Yeah. That's a good one. I mean, look at that, dude. Like, the if we go back to the beginning of the clip, that's how big it is. She's like, I mean, look, that literally, we scooted up just a little bit. Boom, that's like,
there we go.
Oh my god, that's like fucking 6 inches, dude. Fuck.
Yeah. Like, that's where like cocaine goes and shit. It's I don't know, it's way too deep up in the sinus. Oh god. Oh.
Yeah. I don't know what
the fuck.
It might
be touching brain. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, Boozy, you have a point. What a time to be alive. It is fucking crazy. And this bitch, she ain't happy about it. Guaranteed.
Dude, I'm better than sticking a finger up the ass. I'd rather get my prostate milked any day than this.
Oh, man, pulling it out. Oh, my God.
Taking it out worse.
That was good. Took half her brain with it. I think that's the caption on the film.
You okay? Yes, I will be okay. I'll survive.
Okay.
Yeah, you will survive, but that's fucking crazy.
Yes, please. Okay.
There you go.
So yeah, that's that. That's that. Fucking wow.
God.
So if you're faced with that, are you going to fucking get a COVID-19 test, even if it's in your car?
I mean, not if I'm not showing symptoms for sure. No way. I better be like fucking feel like I'm dying. Like I was like fucking can't breathe. And maybe.
Bro, I don't feel sick anymore.
Yeah. Oh, I feel way better now. No, I'm
at the right. I feel good. I feel
fine. Just don't cough. Just don't cough. Hold it in, everyone. Hold it in.
Yeah, hold in your coughs. That's the fucking. Imagine like verbose goes fucking viral for the propaganda that you just hold in your coughs.
Just hold it in forever. COVID will never get you.
Some of the rumors in China were like, cigarettes kill coronavirus. Like, so fucking, I wouldn't put it past someone to just hold in their coughs. So yeah, I give it up for that bitch for actually sitting there. But this guy is more my reaction. This is off of WorldStar. This is a man refuses to be tested for coronavirus, fights the hospital with staff, and denies it exists. But I call this Ode to Tyranny. Here we go. Take a puff of this shit. You ain't gonna like it. Sets up his camera and everything. Do you see that pink band, dude? That's fucking manly, bro.
I can't do that.
Is that your girlfriend's Fitbit, bro?
Don't try to quarantine me or whatever. You can't force me to put anything in my arm.
See, up to now, and he says in his arm. He says in his fucking arm, dude. You know what I mean? In his arm. What about his nose? You ain't gonna stick a big old Q-tip up his nose? Oh, it's because he probably doesn't have it already.
Probably because you get
both. Or he probably actually has it, I mean. You know what I mean? Yeah, dude, you go near a fucking hospital, it's a death sentence at this point, I feel.
you no longer have any choice in your own life when you walk in those doors anymore. It's completely fucking overrun by policy and fucking what they've been told to do and fucking everyone working on 36-hour shifts. And you're like, that, it's...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then...
God. Take it easy. I don't even know.
Yeah, and then on top of that, you know, the fatigue setting in and, like, machines not being changed out and logs not being as good as they were, you know, it's go fast, you know, go fast, gotta go fast, but everything, all the balls drop around you, you know what I mean? So, and I gotta give it to these healthcare workers for one thing, they're probably stressed as fuck in this situation. And this guy is, you know, this is a big dude, but... Anyways,
it doesn't work like that. Got to work up on you, dude.
It doesn't work like that.
But you sick, man.
But it doesn't work like that. How do you know I'm sick? You haven't even done a test on me.
You coughing already?
You won't let me do a test from you.
How do you know I'm sick?
Oh, see, should have held in your cough, bro.
You haven't even done a test on me.
They tried to do a test on you. Not even do a test.
Work like that. It doesn't work like that. It does not work like that. It doesn't work like that.
Right. I got you, dude.
You can't force me to do anything, bro.
What you say, man?
They can't?
It used to be that way.
In a free society,
I don't want to fucking get cancer treatment. I don't want to fucking get a test to know if I have AIDS. That's your fucking choice. It's not a good choice, but it was a fucking choice.
Exactly. Oh my God, he has the Rona. Exactly. Good?
Now you get no choice with the Rona. Now you get no choice.
Yeah.
Now the medical professionals decide for you.
Right? Yeah. As if flu wasn't bad enough. As if fucking AIDS wasn't bad enough. As if fucking Ebola wasn't bad enough. You know what I mean? Now we got a fucking cold virus, a mutated cold virus that can shrink your balls and take away your rights. It's fucked up. Why the fuck did he go to the hospital if he didn't want to be tested? That they talk about in this video. He fucking called the ambulance. Here we go.
Real status, man.
I'm a man. You can't force me to do anything, bro.
But you gotta do a workup on
this. Before you stealing in on me, I want a lawyer up here. You can't do that. Am I under arrest? Am I under arrest?
No, not under arrest.
Well, how can you force me to do something?
So, James, try not to.
How can you force me to do something if
try
I'm
not to.
Arrest?
I'm trying to explain to you. The doctor's
medical tyranny.
Doctors talk to you.
I hate to say it, fucking Alex Jones was right, man. This is fucking weird.
Some shit
we're living in a bizarro world where Alex Jones was right.
Today, bro.
That you
y'all
have...
talked to me when I was a kid.
I'm trying to explain
y'all... I was a kid too.
It seems like in this video too, like he's, you know, you think maybe he was molested by doctors as a kid, but then as it goes on, it turns out that he's probably just afraid of needles. It's the people like this that spread it. Maybe so, yes. But what's worse, getting the disease or having a group of medical professionals tell you you can't make the fucking choice yourself? What is it? What the fuck? If he tested positive. Did he actually quarantine? Would he actually quarantine himself? That's true. That's a good point. Yeah. But again, it goes back to fucking freedom.
And exactly. Why would they even continue to have medical staff to try to argue with this man or force this man instead of just calling the police and having him arrested and held in quarantine for 14 days? Like, why wouldn't they just do that? Like, I'm sure, like why do they? I mean, I already watched the video, so I know that escalates to them fucking holding his ass down. So, I mean,
yeah.
I don't understand. Like, I don't understand why they felt like they had to take it in their own hands. What authority was granted to them? Why do we no longer have rights of our own medical choices? Like, this man might spread it. This man might fucking go to something stupid. He sounds like a retard. But, I mean, at what point does he have the right to fucking go home and die? You know, like, I know of at least one other case in the United States of a man who tested positive, went and was told to quarantine, did not, and then was forced to quarantine with, you know, police guarding his house to make sure he didn't leave. I mean, wouldn't this be more eligible for a situation like that? Like, fine, you won't want to fucking, you know, have any, you know, needles or anything in you. You can go home and fucking die, but you can't leave. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Now police guarding his house? That's fucking crazy. You know? Why are we now doing this? What about that bitch that licked the toilet seat? Is she under lock and key? And this is an interesting article, Don, because... it's funny, I watch Gavin McInnes, and he says he has a pulse on what the black people are talking about in New York, and he says that it's not a black, that people there are saying it's not a black people disease, that it affects mostly white people, and there's black people that also say it's mostly Jewish people, but this is an interesting study. Fucking black people make up 12% of Michigan and at least 40% of coronavirus deaths. This more speaks to the verbose idea of things is that this is meant to rid of people that the upper echelon does not want around, that doesn't, they don't need anymore. Yeah, exactly. Fucking finger pointing right here. Fucking A. Let's get back to this video because it's about to escalate. Here we go.
Man, now. I'm listening.
So the doctors talk to you. They did not feel like you have the capacity to make medical decisions based off their discussion with you. And so...
How do I not have that?
Whoa! Did he just say what I think he said? That he doesn't have... He doesn't have the authority to make medical decisions.
Yeah.
What does that even mean? Do you have the right to make a decision about your own health? Wouldn't that be a medical decision? So now you don't have
not
the right?
Before. Hmm. Well, they can take it away.
How do I not have a decision?
Okay? And all we're trying to do is help you. Nobody wants to hurt you. We're just trying to make sure that you're okay.
I am okay.
And the long standoff.
So if you'd be willing to let us do what we need to do medically for you.
Yeah, I've tried it already before. That's not what I need.
And I think that's the concern, is that you're sick. We can all tell that you're sick.
I'm not sick.
But you don't want to get the help that you need.
Hold it in.
I'm not sick.
Hold in your coughs, people.
You were sick enough to call an ambulance.
She gonna change today.
Motherfucker called an ambulance, okay?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But if I called an ambulance, because like my leg's broken and they fucking bring to fix that leg gonna be like $80,000, I'd be like, nah, those let me leave. So I don't know.
right. Now let's do a what if. What if this was a 100% death scenario?
Okay.
And he turns out that he has this virus and they're trying to test him to make sure. Because if he gets into the population, it's 100% death chance.
Yes. Then, I mean, definitely I would say those kind of powers should be given to medical providers, and they should have police there. But those things should also be announced. Those things should be fucking made clear to all people and the public. Instead of fucking buzzing my phone, wash my fucking hands, maybe you should say, you no longer have authority, at hospitals, it is up to a doctor's authority for what procedures are necessary.
And if you didn't know what Kraft was talking about, literally in New Mexico, the governor used our Amber Alert system to tell everybody to wash their hands. That's real. Fucking Michelle Wuhan Grisham, go fuck yourself. And Don Thornton, you make a great point. Yeah, not any of this is legal, but Corona!
Like, that's instead what it's all of, about here. It's like pulling back a curtain to the public instead of letting them know all the measures that you have put in, not talking about 800 pages of documents that, gave us our $1,200 Trump bucks. They just want to talk about the money.
Well, it's a good thing, even though it's your own tax money from 2020, just barred against you.
And other weird things. I mean, the amount of money they're taking now, about $38,000 per taxpayer.
Holy shit, dude. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Wow.
So, I mean, it just seems like some things don't add up, and something like this, demanding everyone get tested, demanding, people stay home, arresting preachers for holding church. Like, Jehovah Witnesses could deny blood tests, even if it was a life-saving procedure, and they could die. That was their choice. And, I mean, suddenly, I guess they wouldn't have that choice now for a needle to go in their arm or something up their nose, even if it was against their religion.
Right. Even if they thought that they were never going to enter the gates of heaven. That'd be fucked
up. And I'm not religious. I'm kind of atheist agnostic on the fence.
Probably, but more agnostic. I defend your right to express yourself in such a way.
I feel like it's weird to just infringe on all these people's beliefs for the sake of public safety without fully educating the public, besides wash your hands.
Mm-hmm.
Stay inside.
Stay inside.
Don't go to work.
Don't go to work. Don't go out there. Don't go out there because the cops are watching.
This guy's about to get his ass beat too. We are.
Exactly. Here. I guess we'll do a little bit more of this clip just so you can hear the stuff.
Revolution.
That's the big point of all of this.
Okay. Well, please leave me alone, bro. Like y'all did when I was a kid. Medical doctors fuck with me.
Like, hey. hey, can you get the black person to come up and do something? And maybe they can relate on a better, on a greater level.
Y'all fuck my head up, bro. We will tear this bitch up right now, bro.
Come on, James.
Oh, shit, took off his glasses. I know what that means.
I'm telling you, bro. I don't want no shot, bro. Y'all gave me shots when I was a kid. I'm a man now, bro. I'm different. I know the difference. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And I will tear this bitch up! Don't mess with me, y'all. Please.
Come on, Jay.
Please, I'm asking you. I'm begging you, brother. I know, black man, I'm begging you, bro.
I'm
begging you, bro. Please leave me alone.
See on the bed, Jay.
Please leave me alone. Please leave me alone.
They can get you shot right here on the chair.
Please leave me alone. Please leave me alone, bro.
Not until you get on the bed.
I'm not getting on the bed.
Man, help me out, bro.
It doesn't work like that, bro. Can I? Anybody know a lawyer, bro? Somebody send me a lawyer? Bro, no!
Come on, James.
It don't work like that, man. This shit ain't right, man. Don't put the phone down now, motherfucker.
The camera's down, yeah, exactly.
Bro, leave me alone. I don't want no needle in my arm. It don't work like that.
Come on.
No, it does not work like that, bro.
No.
Y'all need to change mental health awareness, mental health help.
You want that right here?
Man,
just
no.
Take it here.
No,
James,
man.
Come on, man.
Help me out,
bro.
No.
It's just
getting the time. The time is now. The time is now. No. I'm not on drugs, none of that, bro. I'm sane. I'm a sane man. Y'all the ones that's crazy.
Come on, James.
Y'all are the ones that's crazy, bro.
Come on, man.
No. No. No.
Come on.
Bro, get your motherfucking hands off me, bro. You don't hurt like this, bro. I'm gonna tear this bitch up, nigga, on my mother, nigga. Get off of me!
Come on,
James. Get off of me, bro. You don't hurt like that. I'm not crazy. You crazy, white man. Leave me alone, bro.
I didn't say you were crazy.
Yeah, you did.
I said you were maybe afraid.
I'm not scared of nothing, bro. I'm not scared of nothing.
You might be asleep. You might be afraid of needles,
bro. It don't work like that, bro. Come on. Y'all weaken a bitch.
Y'all weakening a bitch. Gotta talk shit.
Stop.
Yeah, he crazy, Boozy.
You're choking me, bro.
Stop.
You're choking me, bro.
Here it comes.
Stop. Help!
Stop.
Help, man. This shit ain't right, bro.
Stop.
Oh, shit. Here it comes.
Stop. I say right.
It sounds, like literally like a kid.
All right. It's gonna be a revolution.
All right, now.
Y'all don't even know what's gonna start. Y'all put that in motion. Yeah. Shit got to change in America, bro. This is not right, man. This is not right, bro.
That ain't right.
This is not right, bro.
That ain't right.
You're okay, man.
Literally crying like a little
Bad. No, man. Y'all don't care about me, man. Y'all greedy, bro. Y'all selfish. Y'all are greedy.
You know what that's the sound of? That's the sound of your rights diminishing. That's going to be all of us sounding like a little bitch. My rights. I just want to go have a beer somewhere.
That's how I feel about this. I understand this might be a bad example. This guy is a little off. He called an ambulance. He fucking went to the hospital voluntarily and then didn't want to do any of the testing or had a problem with needles. Who knows? But it's weird that it turned into forcing him to. It's kind of a weird situation to be in right now.
Yeah, exactly. Why wasn't he turned over to the authorities? Like, okay, we're not the cops, but if you leave this facility, we have to report this incident to the cops.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Or can't a police officer detain him there so he can't leave, and then they can wait to get a judge order to get a blood draw? You know, like,
yeah. Don't they have a radio? Pop. Can't they radio to someone else? Hey, we need a cop to detain the motherfucker. You know what I mean? Yeah.
When they do, when like someone gets pulled in for a DWI, they have to wait for a judge's order to pull blood. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, why aren't they following the rule of law? Where's the due process for this guy?
Exactly.
Why is it suddenly the doctor just decides you're not competent and it happens?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And I feel like the corona is kind of one of these things that just there a lot of authoritarian things would take advantage. Or, in the worst-case scenario, plan this from the beginning.
Right, exactly. And that makes me think about 2016 and, like, the difference between Trump and Hillary. And I don't think there's a difference. I think that this was already mapped out. The only difference is Hillary was a little bit more in on it. Trump, they're making him they're trying to make him look like a fool in the situation by backpedaling, like, oh, he's going too hard on it. Oh, he's not going hard enough. You know, it's this back and forth of the media to shine a specific light. Sure, he's just big business fucking asshole Rothschild anyways, but the outcome was going to be the same regardless. They had what they had the pieces in place to create the tyranny. They had the pieces in place to take away your rights. They had the pieces in place to fucking terrorize you and your family. They had the pieces in place to be the ones who rule over you. You are the peasants. They are the rulers. You don't even deserve to live. Let's wipe out, what is it? We're trying to get to 100,000 or something like that, people, in the Georgia Guidestones. All that shit is in fucking Endgame. I think, really, it's so funny because Alex Jones is going off on this shit right now, and you, I think that everybody should revisit that because it's hauntingly, hauntingly true. 5,000K, that's right. That's what the Georgia Guidestones say. Thank you, Don Thornton, for that. And thank you guys for fucking watching us tonight. You know, if it wasn't for you, no one would fucking watch. Shout out to Alex Jones. You know, I would say that, AJ, bro, you're fucking more right than I ever thought you would be. Please come on the show. I'd still like to talk shit. AJ is... he is the Texan prophet, so it seems. That or he's fucking in on it harder than anybody else, and he's just the fucking, he's the fucking one percenter that's just rubbing it in everybody's face, predicting it to the world. You know what I mean? Fucking.
He called the frogs. Alex Jones called the frogs.
Exactly. Fucking all the, you know, all the atrazine in the water turning the freaking frogs gay. It is weird as fuck, Don Thornton. But anyways, we're here. Israel is here as well, and they gay as fuck. The gay is real, is what I'm trying to say. We're here every week, Thursday. Pepe is not gay. Pepe feels good, man. Feels real good. We're here every week, Thursdays. Hope that you join us. 7 p.m. Mountain Time. I'm the Mad Scientist Miles Roto, joined by my disgruntled land gnome of a friend, Crafter. And we love you guys. Stay safe. Fucking don't let the government take you down. I ain't even going to tell you to wash your hands. You do as you do. Live your life. Don't let anybody fucking tell you what to do. Fucking break down the establishment. Stand up on your own two feet. Let's walk through this path together. Let's fuck up the establishment. Fuck up these motherfuckers. That's the one thing that that motherfucker said in the right that's, the video that's right. Next is revolution. That's up to you. That's your mind, that's your brawn, that's your spirit. Let's fucking get there for future generations, people. Here we go, verbose.xyz. We will see you next time. Found tribe of Shabazz, the Anunnakis. It's the return of Mr. Shakur spitting out phlegm and paparazzi. That's my new style. The gift that keeps giving like babushka. Kush crushed up in the studio, rolling K push up. Extra, extra, it's Mr. Headlines, who signed every contract and missed the deadlines. 40 days, 40 nights, trying to live up to the hype. It's the road less traveled, it's the one who missed the flight. Hove hit me up like, what you scared of heights? Know your sister tired of working, gotta do us something nice. I'm like, don't even know I stay up for Fallon late nights. She need bread, she need rice, she need thread, she need ice. Either tell it to my bank account or say it to the dice. When I lay down in my bed, it's like my head in the vice. When I look inside the mirror, all I see is flaws. When I look inside the mirror, all I see is bars. In the wee hours of night, trying to squeeze out bars. Bismillah, just so y'all can pick me apart.